So let's get to our first guest.
Absolutely.
Tim Coulon, the former parish president of the parish of Jefferson, had just been out of office for a short period of time. He had taken control of the LSED, the Louisiana Stadium and Exposition District. That's the organization responsible for running not only the Dome, but the arena and several other properties as well. He joins us. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Newell and Dave. Before you ask my first question, let me digress a bit. Dave, I heard your interview this morning with my former emergency management director and close friend, Walter Maestri.
May he rest in peace.
Yes, just a great guy. And I always called him the Nash Roberts. You know, again, that name strikes familiar with us older folks, but maybe not the younger. But good friend, good man, good public servant.
Tim, I wanted to start this morning not so much about the numbers, more about your personal perspective of when you saw the Dome for the first time, what your reaction was, and what did you contemplate at that exact moment?
Well, much like Doug Thornton outlined during one of his recent interviews, we walked through, we had the environmental suits with the double filter, and it was really, I can't adequately describe it. I think Doug said, and as I would agree, that we may never see the Dome again. We may never play another game again. And it was that kind of really emotional and impactful moment that we just couldn't envision.
So at what point in time, as you're thinking about all of these things, you're looking at the structure, you I guess there's a million things going through your head, that you decided, well, we got to take the first step towards rebuilding this facility, and this is what we're going to do. Describe that defining moment for us.
Well, if you recall, we actually looked at alternative location for a new stadium, thinking that we may never rebuild. But after we did some very, very serious engineering assessments, there was a substantial decision made by our governor, and I give her the Courage Award, as I've said all week. She made a decision to rebuild the Dome, to grant us, by executive order, great latitude in the bidding process to rebuild the Dome. And that was the, the aha moment that led to us to begin the process.
And the dominoes had to fall just right. And I remember talking to you about this back then, Tim, when you jumped out of the fire of overseeing Jefferson Parish right before Katrina, right into the boiling gumbo pot that became the Superdome. You went from one to another. And I remember asking you, but what if the Saints don't come back? What if the NFL doesn't come back? What if the people don't come back? You all are making a decision to rebuild the Superdome at a time when we had no idea if there would be anybody to go into that building, to play in that building, to watch and celebrate in that building ever again.
Well, that was not only a challenge for us on the public side, but for Mr. Benson and the NFL. And to the credit and the kudos to Commissioner Tagliabue, he formed an NFL advisory committee. We met many, many times with Mr. Benson and the commissioner to develop a strategy on how to provide 2005 season and also satisfy the need for us to rebuild the Dome and get some assurance that we would return in 2006.
What was that like? I mean, you know, when you first heard that they were considering the possibility of leaving. And I know what the rest of the city, what it was like. They were angry. They were upset. They felt violated.
They were very much so violated. And again, to Dave's point, they were very concerned about if there would be a population base to support. They were worried about their players, the safety of the players, housing, and so forth. So around September 2nd, they moved to San Antonio for their facility for practice. And then, of course, we met with the Chancellor, Sean O'Keefe, who I hold in high esteem, to play a series of games. Yeah, at LSU. I'm sorry. Thank you. At LSU, and typically the NFL and the college football don't always get along very well. But the commissioner and the chancellor and the governor, and after some persuasion, Mr. Benson agreed. And I think there were a couple of moments there that we still had to deal with some legal issues and so forth, but it all came into place.
So can you describe your immediate reaction? I mean, were you upset? I mean, there are a lot of people very upset.
Well, there were a lot of people upset, Newell, if you remember, about the fact that we made the return of the Saints in the Superdome a priority, you know, considering the magnitude of the damage and personal loss. So that was really, as I said, a real positive decision on the part of the governor, but also criticized. Going forward, yes, it was. It was a lot of emotional moments on the part of the Saints, on the part of the leadership of the LSED, the state. You know, again, it all came together after a period of time, and I think that we now see the fruits of the labor. I can't imagine the city and the region without a Superdome, without a Saints team.
And Tim, just to put it in context, the reason I asked you that question is that true leaders, as they go through a crisis, they manage their emotions. And that's what I wanted to draw out of you, because I think under your leadership, as it relates to being chairman of the LSED, I don't think a lot of this would have got accomplished. You brought to that particular position at that point in time the benefit of the experiences that you had in parish government for all those years, as well as your leadership as a parish president through a number of years. But for you, I'm not so sure a lot of other chairmen would have been able to hold it together. You did. And I want to publicly thank you for that. I think a lot of folks take a lot of credit for a lot of things, and they forget about the role that the LSED actually played and the role that you played, quite frankly, because you had a great relationship with Governor Kathleen Blanco, and I'm sure there were some very interesting conversations, I would say, over a period of time in making that call.
Well, thank you for saying that, Newell. There's no doubt you and I had a great working relationship past, and I've watched you grow and mature and be our sheriff and also be the leader that you are now. But you're absolutely right. So when I look at the team we had, and of course, kudos to Doug and Doug Thornton, SMG at the time, and his staff. I mean, every step of the way, we were all engaged on a daily basis. In fact, I was working at Adams & Reese at the time. I left my position. I've always been a regional thinker. I think we're a much better region with a strong New Orleans. I still believe that. And I do believe that over a period of time, and it kind of manifested itself on the day we opened up. On September 25th, Governor Blanco sponsored a lunch for every workman in the stadium. And it was like a labor of love. You know, they had a mission, and certainly they got paid, but their mission was far greater than just finishing up the dome. All you had to do is walk on Parker Street starting at 7:30 in the morning, and you saw the euphoria of people returning and looking forward to some semblance of normalcy. And that was the Saints, and of course the victory. The victory added so much to it. It was incredible.
You know, you make a really good point, Tim, that, and Newell as well, that you had to put your neck on the line, and you had to make some very risky decisions to fight to get federal money, state money, NFL money, Saints money, and everything else it took to rebuild the Superdome at a time when we were still worried about rebuilding homes, rebuilding hospitals, rebuilding police stations, and the list goes on and on and on. And there were very vocal critics, and I think everybody at some level questioned, are we on the right path? And you and the team stood up and said, yes, we are. And I don't think anyone can argue now successfully that reopening the Superdome, bringing the Saints back, and letting 80,000 people into that building and hundreds of thousands more displaced across the country experience what it was like to have some normalcy and to feel like there was hope and that we had hope springing from the floodwaters, and that if the Saints could come back and dedicate and commit themselves to rebuilding the community and rebuilding their team, and we could all enjoy those 3 hours together, that then I think many who didn't believe before that did believe New Orleans could return and people could return.
Well said, Dave. I think you're right on target. You guys, right before you got started, we talked about the national government, the legislature that thought we should never rebuild. We faced a lot of challenges beyond the dome, and we overcame them. And kudos to the resiliency of our city, our region, and our state.
Symbols are important.
No. Yes. No doubt. Absolutely. And here we are 20 years later. Mardi Gras is twice the size as it was before Katrina. The dome has been renovated twice now in 20 years.
And hosted two Super Bowls.
And I say this all the time. The Saints, from a branding standpoint, and what the NFL did when they came to this city, U2 and Green Day. Green Day, thank you. Senior moment. Green Day, U2. Turned out to be a branding genius. They may be one of the luckiest NFL organizations in the history of the NFL, quite frankly, because they've been a beneficiary of a lot of the emotion and the drive that came with trying to rebuild the rebirth of this area that we call home.
Tim, thank you so much. Thank you for being a part. Anything else?
Thank you for going through this entire week. It's brought back some memories, and good and bad, but it's all positive. It's all good.
Thank you, Tim. Have a great Labor Day weekend. Tim Coulon, former chairman of the Louisiana Stadium and Exposition District. We will be right back. We're broadcasting live from the Presbyterian, right? And the reopening of Living with Hurricanes, Katrina and Beyond at the Louisiana State Museum here at the Presbyterian. You can experience stunning visuals, exhibits, and powerful stories of survival. We'll be right back.